Congrats on completing the lifecycle for both dual pollen and MRMS QPE algorithms. I know that was a deluge of information, so let's recap everything before the quiz. For monitoring QPE amounts, you have two excellent QPE algorithms at your disposal, dual poll and MRMS. Both algorithms take in a variety of data, with the biggest difference being that dual poll uses the RAP 13-kilometer 1-hour forecast field, while MRMS uses the HER 3-kilometer 0-hour analysis field. Both algorithms have various quality control measures built into them to produce the best estimates possible. Both dual poll and MRMS have their own unique ways of distinguishing between hydrometeors and non-hydrometeors, identifying the melting layer, and limiting high bias rates due to hail. MRMS also has an evaporative correction scheme to prevent false precip due to Virga. Rain rates are then applied accordingly, with both algorithms using nearly identical rain rate relationships below the melting layer. Once within and above the melting layer, MRMS uses four different relationships with several varying rate caps, while dual poll just uses one RFZ relationship throughout. Since the dual poll QPE is a single source radar algorithm, its QPE coverage will be limited to the radar field of view, while MRMS, being a mosaic, has a much larger QPE coverage. Because dual poll is on a polar grid and not a Cartesian grid like MRMS, its grid spacing will change with range, whereas MRMS will be fixed at 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer. And lastly, both dual poll and MRMS have nearly identical radar-only precip products, with the exception being the two shown here that exist within dual poll. It's important to remember that while both dual poll and MRMS products are identical, how they update and accumulate varies, and this can impact your operational use of them, as we'll see in a later module. Speaking of a later module, it's time for you to take the quiz so you'll be ready for part 2, where we'll take this information and see how it impacts you choosing your precipitation source operationally.